Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 19th, 2023. Today is the fourth Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from 1 Samuel. When Jesse and his sons came to join Samuel at worship, Samuel looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." There is a change afoot. The first king of Israel, Saul, has managed to displease the Lord enough that the prophet Samuel is dispatched to find and anoint the new king even while the old king was still in power. The Lord tells Samuel to head out to Bethlehem and visit with a man there named Jesse, who has a number of sons. When Samuel sees Jesse's son Eliab, he thinks to himself, "Done deal." But the Lord says, "Not so fast. Put your preconceived criteria away." None of Eliab's brothers pass muster either. Before it's all over, Jesse has to send for his younger son, who is out feeding the flocks. David, the shepherd boy, is anointed by Samuel to be Saul's successor. I wonder what God saw in David's heart. To read the life story of David is to read a story of a faithful and a flawed man. David was described as a man after God's own heart, and yet, when his heart strayed from the ways of God, David was just as capable of cunning, deceit, and violence as any other king of his time. And still, even when he sinned in ways that boggle our 21st century sensibilities, he was quick to confess his failures and cry out for God's mercy. To have a heart for God doesn't mean we'll always get it right. To have a heart for God is to reach out to God even when we get it wrong, perhaps especially when we get it wrong. Traditionally, many of the poems that comprise the Book of Psalms were ascribed to David, probably because David's musicianship is a talent mentioned in his story. I don't know if David actually wrote the 23rd Psalm, but the poem, one of the most familiar passages in all of Scripture, was certainly written by someone who knew what it meant to love and be loved by God. It is a poem written by someone whose heart has been captured by the goodness of God. We read that psalm in church today, and it bears repeating here. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hear the good news. We are shepherded by a loving God who knows us to the very depths of our hearts. He calls us each by name, and if we listen with the ears of faith, we can hear his voice. We may stray from God, but he will never, ever stray from us. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.